one of the things that's always been very funny to handle is how other moms react to this situation, because we live in a community where there are an increasing number of fathers who stay at home, but it's still traditionally moms who stay home if one parent stays at home. And I think at first some of the women were a little leery of what's this guy doing staying at home, but as he got to know them, he's developed this huge network of friends who are men and women, but a lot of women, because he stays at home and interacts with them and exchanges texts with them. So he always kind of jokes about his bevy of female friends that have stemmed from this experience. I mean, at first I think they didn't know what to do with him, but now he's fully incorporated into any kind of mom's activities that he wants to be involved in. It was really hard to go back to work for me. I mean, I was often jealous of him, but also appreciating the kind of the sacrifice that he was making. I always knew that they were in good hands. I didn't have to worry about that. He always calls me with every little fever and rash and everything to go over, which is good, sort of running the medical stuff by me. And I just knew that he would just provide them with an incredibly rich environment. I mean, he's really funny and smart guy who knows a ton of different things about literature and history and music. And I just was so happy that they were growing up in that environment with someone who, was devoted to them. I could not have accomplished the things that I've accomplished without his help. I mean, I see it. People sometimes ask me, is that a problem that, maybe you're the breadwinner right now and he's not? And I don't see it that way. I see what we've done as a team, and everything is for both of us. I don't see it as mine or his or ours. And we've both worked really hard for everything we've accomplished together.